This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now, making his triumphant return to The Whole Show, our Wyoming Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com, the one and only Cody Tucker. Cody, my man, great to get you back on the show, my friend.
It's good to hear that voice again, Brady. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, you know what? Likewise. You've got the voice, my friend. You have the voice. My listeners love it. And even if they're not Cowboys fans, you tell it like it is, and I think people really come to appreciate that.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of Coors and sleepless nights that have gone down this throat. A lot of Copenhagen. It must have done the trick.
Well, maybe you'll be doing those kind of things like in celebration this year for the Cowboys instead of being stressed about this Cowboys football team. What are you hearing about this? Obviously, new look because it's a different Mountain West. It's a different day, and I'm telling you, that border war to me, there's going to be more sports hate than ever before in this upcoming game.
Yeah, you know, and I keep saying this every time I'm asked, but I mean, I think it's just so true, Brady, is Wyoming has had historically hideous quarterback play the last 2 years, and there's no other way to put it, man. And if your most important position's not producing, and it's, you know, a detriment in so many ways, you're in trouble. And if you want to look at it glass half full, the Cowboys have been a play here and there away from being bowl eligible the last 2 years,
yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Even, you know, the defense was that good last year that they almost overcame an offense that averaged 16 points a game. And, you know, now with Tyler Hughes under center, you have to feel really good about this kid. He accounted for 31 touchdowns last year, 20 through the air, 11 on the ground. He just, I spoke to him at Mountain West Media Days a couple weeks ago, more in depth than I ever had. And this kid's just got it. He's got the moxie. He's got the leadership. You know, his teammates all tell me, boy, he's not afraid to call you out. And, that's what they've needed, because think about it, Brady, too. It's hard, man, when you're a quarterback, and I'm not trying to just dump on Caden Anderson and Evan Sabota for sure, but, you know, when you're not producing and you're not doing well on the field, how effective of a leader can you really be? It's pretty hard to tell somebody to do their job when you can't do yours.
Oh, no question. Yeah, I mean, when you have a guy that's finding his own struggles, how are you supposed to really be that leader on and off the field and without guys just looking at you like, dude, get your own thing together before you start talking to us, man?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big thing that I don't think the average Joe thinks about. It is very tough to be in a leadership position if you are not pulling your own weight. And the bottom line is the quarterback play has just been—it hasn't been good, you know. And to think, man, it's still hard to believe, and I think a lot of Wyoming fans would agree here. How much crap Andrew Peasley used to get, boy, what they would give for an Andrew Peasley type of performance out of Tyler Hughes this season. And honestly, Tyler Hughes has way more tools in his belt, and obviously working with Christian Taylor, a guy who brought him to William and Mary 4 years ago, now is the Cowboys play caller. So those two are already sharing a brain. They know the vision. They know what they want to accomplish. And the goal here is to – it's a lofty one, Brady, but, you know, the goal here is to look a lot like Devin Dampier led off at Utah or New Mexico and really have him be the mobile guy who can throw it, can run it, can make your life a living hell from sideline to sideline.
That's my favorite thing. I mean, I'm a guy – I can appreciate – every style of football. I can appreciate what Air Force does. I can appreciate air raid. I can appreciate all those styles. But, man, favorite thing to watch is when you get a quarterback that runs on purpose. And that sounds like what the Cowboys are trying to manufacture over there in Wyoming.
Yeah, man, they just didn't have it last year. Caden Anderson, his long run of the year was 9 yards, and that came in the opener against Akron. And it was just painfully obvious that – you know, he obviously has had two ACLs in his past, and last year he avoided the injury question like the plague. But, I mean, something had to be going on with him, and he was a sitting duck back there, man. I think he finished with, like, minus 39 rushing yards on the year. He was no threat to move whatsoever. And then the year prior to that, you have Evan Sabota, God bless him, you know, a Cowboy through and through, who could have and should have left and didn't. and he was off target all year, but he was the only guy in the backfield that could pick you up any yards on the ground. So they really hopefully put this thing together here, because nobody's more pissed off than Jay Sauvel about the 16 points a game thing. And honestly, the 16 points is inflated. They had two touchdowns returned, or two interceptions returned for touchdowns and a punt returned for a touchdown. That offense did not average 16 points a game.
Cody, what do you make of this? What do you make of Jay Sauvel so far? Obviously, when he became the head coach, we looked at it and said, okay, this is a guy that gets defense. He's going to be the defensive guy, but maybe have a few wrinkles on the offensive side. Well, defense has held pretty true. I mean, like you said, defense kept them in a lot of games. They were very, very good, but they just didn't get really much of it. You talked about the quarterback position, but really much of anything consistently from the offensive side of the ball.
No, and Jay's first message to the media after the season was, I'm taking a blowtorch to this offense. And it started with the firing of Jay Johnson in late October, right before that Colorado State game. Then they come out and win 28-0 in that game. Second shutout pitched by the defense on the season. I mean, that is so rare in today's age where you're pitching two shutouts in a year, and especially against your rival. So they did everything they could. And that was a makeshift defense that he put together, you know, with duct tape in the offseason with an NIL budget that just was not up to par. So he got a lot out of that. But now it's time to focus on that offense. He thinks this defense, even though they lost a lot of players, he thinks this could be the best defense he's had since he's been here, which is saying a lot because he's been here since 2020 and, as you alluded to, was the defensive coordinator. So they've got to get the offense fixed. They got to get back to getting a consistent 1,000-yard rusher, which they believe Tode Harris can absolutely be this year, and also brought in Markell Holman, and they are really excited about him as well. But they have got to find some balance. They have got to be a threat. You know, he says it all the time. I don't think it's too much to ask to get a touchdown a quarter, to average one touchdown a quarter. That's 28 points, and that's got to happen. They haven't scored more than 21 points in, I want to say, 72% of his 72% of the games he's coached, and that's just never going to get it done.
What kind of pressure is there on Jay Sauvel heading? What is this, Cody? Are we going into year three already?
Three. You know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, there's a ton of pressure. I tell you what, right now, and maybe because it's just camp gets underway tomorrow and we're not ramped up yet. That's what kind of sucks about playing Colorado State right off the bat, right? I mean, if they go into Fort Collins and don't win, the pressure is going to ramp up huge. If they go into Fort Collins and it doesn't look right and they lose, then it's going to be a real problem. So right now, I think it's, you know, Jay does all the right things. He recruits really well. He brings in guys in the portal. He had a lot more money to work with this year. He's revamping the offense. Now it's time to produce. So that game, if they don't win in Fort Collins, it better look right. It better be something like 45-42, even though that doesn't sound good for the defense, of course, but it better look right offensively, or then it's really going to ramp up. But it's hard. Jay is such a good dude, and he's doing all the right stuff, and he's recruiting so well, and it's still a development program, and the players love him to death. And, you know, once again, he didn't get killed by the portal. He's doing all those things right. It's just, it's got to start translating.
Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com. Interesting piece by you on well, basically this 5-for-5 stuff, 5-and-5 or whatever we're calling it. There's a couple of players specifically that you're writing about Coach Sauvel being open to bringing back. Fascinating story on this, the lawsuit, everything, because our guy, you know, former UNC Bears basketball player Brock Wisney, was kind of at the forefront of this lawsuit. Yep. It's amazing to see that dude we sat down with, the most, like, one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet, is a part of this crazy lawsuit that kind of took the college world by storm.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. I mean, but that's all it takes is one, right? Diego Pavia started the whole ball rolling and got all kinds of guys an extra year that started their career at JUCO. So
yeah,
it is what it is. You know, I talked to Dainsis Miller, a cornerback, yesterday, and who could potentially come back. And he just says, man, I just want to play. And, you know, he knows he's not going to step in and be a starter again. He knows that he missed an entire offseason. But, man, you know, it's just a glimmer of hope for these guys that their football career is not over. And what blows my mind that's lost in all this, Brady, in the class of 2022 is the only one that's eligible for this. There's two dudes, that's all, that are left on this roster, and neither one of them, him or Braden Johnson, started their career at Wyoming.
Wow.
That is phenomenal to me that there's only two eligible guys from a class 4 years ago.
It is insane, and you kind of look around the country, too, and it's not like there's this amazing long list of guys that actually fit that bill.
No, there's not. There really isn't. And I thought at first, like, holy cow, there's only two, and then I started looking, and, you know, Boise State only has two. You know, these other schools only have two, and you're like, well, you find out in a hurry it's not just a Wyoming or a Mountain West problem.
No, it's kind of all over the place. What do you make of everything, man? I mean, I haven't caught up with you in a while, Cody, but there's just something new every single day. And I'll admit, I'm very interested in the business of the NCAA, and it's fascinating to me. But there's a point here, and I think I finally reached it last night looking at stuff. It's a different change, a different order every single day. I'm starting to get a little annoyed with everything, to be honest with you, man.
You're not alone. Last time I spoke with Jay Sauvel at Mountain West Media Days on the record, he said, you know, can we just coach some Mountain West football, please? Can we just play some football? Like, please. I mean, nowadays these coaches are GMs and the whole nine, and it becomes more crystal clear to me every day, Brady, why Craig Bull got out when he did. He is just – there is no way Craig Bull is going to deal with all this extra crap that goes on. These old-school coaches are bowing out left and right because they're just – they're not dealing with it. And I don't blame him. I mean, Jay's not only doing the GM stuff as far as roster building and all that, he's even dealing with the money part of it and who gets what and who – and he talks to agents. And it's just – I can't even imagine. It's like –
no.
If that guy could just focus on football, you know, maybe things would be going better. But it's not a Jay Sauvel issue. It's not a Wyoming issue. Everybody's dealing with it.
Cody Tucker with us, 7220sports.com. Cody, I, for one, as a fan, and I like covering and following both of these teams, CSU and Wyoming, I think this border war to me is going to have the most juice yet, because if I'm Wyoming, I'm thinking, oh, you think you're too good? You left. You went to the Pac-12. We'll see how that goes. And if I'm CSU, I got a lot to prove being in this conference we wanted to be in for so long, and albeit it's a different type of conference than they thought. But don't you think, man? I mean, from your side of it, does it seem like this one has a little more juice than normal?
Maybe, but like I was talking to Mike off air, it's just kind of, you know, the cat's been out of the bag for a long time, so it's not like this is something that shocked anybody. And I got to tell you, Brady, in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, it was a huge breath of fresh air to not have these guys. And that's nothing, it's so weird to say that, because it's really nothing against CSU or their players or their coaches, and same with San Diego State, Boise State, etc., but we got to talk to North Dakota State, UTEP, and Northern Illinois, and these teams and their coaches are stoked about being in the Mountain West Conference. And it was such a breath of fresh air to see people that didn't – you didn't look at them and go, oh, they know they're too good. They think they're too good. These guys were like, man, I'm so excited to be here. I can't wait to form some new rivalries and travel to these new places. So that was really cool. But – yeah, this matchup's really bizarre. And, you know, in speaking to Jay about it, you know, what do you do? Just watch a bunch of UConn film? I mean,
right,
you have 60, 70 new guys, so you don't really know what to expect out of them. And, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say that in a lot of ways, Wyoming's been a quarterback short from really competing the last few years. And they really feel like they have that guy now, so... and believe me, he's already been indoctrinated. Tyler Hughes absolutely knows what's on the line here in Fort Collins and already hates them. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be weird. This will be the first really warm border war ever. It's weird to play there right off the bat opening day. But I think the animosity of them going to the Pac-12 is over. I think it's just going to get down to the nut cut, and we want to beat the out of our rivals. Pardon my French. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Cody, you know what? It's first day back. First day jitters for you, and you're just throwing it out there at us. We got to love it, man. That's what we sign up for, bringing Cody Tucker, you know, pretty much the original cowboy here on the show. That's what we sign up for. We know what we're getting into.
Yeah, you got to put explicit content on my CD for sure. I'm at the park in Laramie right now watching my daughter run amok, so that's also kind of stressing me out.
Hey, you got to get back to that little one, man. Cody, always appreciate it, man, and the insight, and I can't wait to get you back on the show, especially once we get the season rolling here, to follow these storylines, because I'm in it, man. Mountain West, Pac-12. I just got more conferences to pay attention to now, and then that'll be fun. So, yeah.
Yep. I just want to let you know right now, I don't have any money for your FCC fine, so I hope your boss will too.
Michael got the hookup. He got the drop back there, man. We have a little dump button back there, and Michael, you should have seen him. That was the fastest I've ever seen him move, but that's what happens when you have a professional back there running the board.
I love it.
We're going to punish you by making you wear a CSU jersey.
Did you hear that?
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
Well, we have to walk in downtown Cheyenne.
Hey, Cody and I have had a couple of beers together in Wyoming, and I've seen some people walk around with Rams jerseys, and I looked at Cody, I'm like, is it safe, man? Is it safe to do that here?
No, it's not. And now I live in Laramie. I just moved to Laramie, so I'm really in the belly of the beast now.
So don't be walking around with that green and gold, man. No. Cody, appreciate you as always, bro, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, fellas. Have a great day.
All right, man. You too. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Welcome back, Cody. Why don't you come on? You've been on the rate. He's been on this show how many times, Michael? How many times? Many, many times. And he finally did it. I mean, to be honest, of all of our guests, don't you kind of expect it to come from Cody?
I mean, he does have that attitude. I just hope he doesn't root. He's not one of those Josh Allen Wyoming people, is he?
You mean they
roots for Josh Allen, roots for the Bills because of that one guy that went to their
school. I can tell you he's not a Broncos fan. I don't know if he's actually a big NFL fan, but I think he probably does root a little bit for Josh Allen, which good on Wyoming. Why wouldn't you? You want them to adopt the Broncos? The Broncos aren't in their state.
We're right here. We're right next to them.
Denver thinks they're better than Wyoming, Michael. Come on. And that's not right. That's not right.
Colorado is better than Wyoming.
Wyoming is amazing. Like,
they both
I grew up in Eastern
some
Colorado.
Amazing things about them. I went to Wyoming once, and it was very pretty.
I grew up in Eastern Colorado. Eastern Colorado is basically Wyoming. Weld County sure feels a lot like Wyoming. There's a lot of wind in Eastern
less
Colorado,
mountains.
Michael. Your face is a lot less mountains.
Isn't Laramie a lot higher than Fort Collins?
Yeah.
I think Laramie and Mexico City are both kind of like deceptively high.
You're deceptively high. Let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up hour number one. Top stories of the day. Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies, will join us later. He'll break it down for us. How did he feel about the Rockies? I suppose to many, uninspiring moves at the trade deadline. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Two teams, no parades. What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.